Good morning. The House Education Committee will come to order. It's 8:06 a.m., March 26th. We have with us Representative Seaton, Representative Quito, myself, Representative Gaddis, Representative Reinbold, Representative Peggy Wilson, and Representative Ledoux. We had planned for a two-hour committee meeting, so we're going to do a little switching around. We had planned to hear we had planned on HB 93 first, but we're going to hear HR 9 first. We have an hour because we do have meetings scheduled afterwards. So with that, we'll have the bill sponsor come forward, Representative Tammy Wilson. Representative Wilson, please introduce yourself for the record and refresh us on what HR 9 does.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, my name is Representative Tammy Wilson. I represent District 2. And I'm just going to take a few moments, if it's okay, Madam Chair, just to kind of review a little bit what brought this resolution before us. As you know, we have an education task force, and we have gone to many communities. And the first thing we started hearing was there was too much all at once. We had the standards. They had to pick out curriculum, teacher development. We judged the schools by giving each one a star based on attendance, outcomes. And it was just everything was coming down. And what we heard from superintendents, teachers, principals is just stop. It's just too much all at one time. And we could understand that because they wanted to, it wasn't whether or not they wanted to do these things or not. It was just so much in trying to figure out how to get the teacher development, get the teachers on the same page when it came to what the new standards were, because the new standards are at a higher grade than the standards we had. How much new curriculum would they need to be able to meet the standards? And there was no cost analysis to that, nor had we even looked at, as we are now, an education bill. Well, as we kept going around to more schools, you know, these schools were able to kind of start wrapping around the teacher development portion of the teacher evaluation and understood that it was going to take them a while to be able to put it into place, but they saw a lot of merit into what they did. And so that's why you've kind of seen the resolution evolve to let's stop, take a moment, look at everything, to we still need to do an analysis of the financial part of it. Indiana just decided not to do the Common Core standards that they did, and they're going back to the drawing table because of costs anywhere up to $10 billion throughout the nation because of the new standards, the new curriculum. So we are having review of them, but do we stop things now? 6 months ago, I would have said absolutely yes. Now it would be very unfair to the districts who really have put a lot of resources into doing this. But I still think, out of fairness, we definitely have to do a cost analysis of what this is going to cost the districts. The way we do things on the state level is that we determine how much the cost is to us, the state. And for most of the things, it's zero because it does go down to the local level. And so we will be proposing some amendments, first of all, with a title saying that we want to delay this, you know, just slow it down enough to be able to get some of the costs going. But the biggest thing I want to be able to get to look at is we're getting ready for a new state test. Should that be given next year for the first time, or do we delay it one more year so that teachers are able to put the curriculum in place, so that we really are judging our children upon it? Because it is a new way of thinking. It's a more in-depth type of teaching than most teachers have done. We were able to sit in many classrooms and even in my local schools in North Pole and spoke with teachers. It's a totally different way of presenting the materials. And then how soon will the materials be out if you have to buy a new curriculum to go with these new standards? It takes a while to develop those. We're not developing them ourselves. We're going to be looking. Not we. I'm going to make sure the state's not looking at it. The local communities will have to, so the larger ones will have a much easier time than the smaller ones will because they have much larger staff. So with that, Madam Chair, I'll take questions, but I think I'll kind of hopefully answer most of the questions.
Good, I thought you'd never ask. Representative Wilson, I want to be sure that this becomes very, very clear on the record. I have gotten a lot of emails and in person from superintendents, from principals, and even from teachers. They have decided, and they've gone full bore to get these standards in order, to get things on board. So are you saying that we're going to slow this down and so that teachers now once again are going to pivot and change to a different way of doing business?
No, Madam Chair. The standards are in place. They can use these standards, or they could actually even use more rigorous standards. We give that up to the local district. As most know, Anchorage School District has adopted the Common Core, and that is their choice. They can do that underneath our own state law. That is their choice. What I'm talking about, speaking upon, is the NOW teacher evaluation, looking at the testing, having a third party be hired and actually come in and look at our system as a whole to see whether or not we need more infrastructure when it comes to computers. Most of the testing that we're going to be looking at will eventually, if not this year, or the next couple of years, will require computers in all of our classrooms to take those unless we go with a different type of test. So there's infrastructure questions in here. There's teacher development questions on how much more they'll need so they could be evaluated correctly. And I think for those, you know, you've seen a timeline. There was a timeline given, I believe, to the chair that the department has. So they do have a timeline at this point. But for me, the biggest question is because we have put so much emphasis on standardized testing. Is it fair not to make sure that the school districts are prepared for the new test, that they've had time to do that pivoting, as you said, Ms. Chair, Representative Gaddis, is that have they had time to pivot so that we are going to be measuring the actual growth of the children because of the new way we're teaching, or are we going to be measuring that they just haven't had enough time to get the curriculum in place, get all the teaching material in there? And that would be very unfair to the school districts because we will see most likely our scores drop because we have upped the standards. So, no, the standards are in place the way they are. I think most who are upset are in fairness, talking about curriculum than standards. Standards are just, can I do math two digits addition by this age? When do I know my multiplication tables? Can I read full sentences or dissect sentences? That's what the standards are. The curriculum then gets more into other issues and how I'm going to teach those portions of it. So we absolutely need standards, and I think we've known for a long time we needed more rigorous standards. And for those who didn't know, we didn't have 11th and 12th grade standards until now.
Representative Ledoux.
So by delaying these standards, What effect, if any, does that have on the waiver that we have on No Child Left Behind?
Representative Ledoux, through the chair, we are not delaying the standards. The standards are in place. What I am asking through this resolution is that a third party review the whole system that we have and whether or not right now that the testing, I'm more concerned about the testing and the teacher evaluation, that we've had enough time to put those in place so that we are getting accurate information. The standards are in place, and they're working on the standards, and they are also working on these other two. But the state sets when the first time the test has to be done, the new test.
Follow-up, Representative Ledoux.
So this new test, are we talking about like work keys, or are we talk what?
Representative Ledoux, through the chair. No, we are not talking about work keys. We take right now the standardized-based assessments, SBAs is what we've known them for. They will no longer be given because they are based on the current the standards that we had. We are now, the state just went with a Kansas entity, forming their own test, doing their cut scores similar to that, but they will be based on these standards. The first time they're supposed to be given is in 2015. So this is our standardized test that we do third grade through 11th grade, outside of the work keys.
Representative Ledoux.
And when you're talking about a test, you don't mean a pass or fail test. You mean like an assessment test, right?
Representative Ledoux, through the chair, absolutely.
Thank you.
Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to make sure the bill before us, is it version R? I'm not sure because we have two different versions. There's a version U and a version R. And do we have the CS?
Version U.
So we don't have the CS.
Representative Wilson, through the chair, you have a work draft that you adopted last time we were here, okay. And that is you.
Okay. That's what I need to know. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Seaton.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I guess that was one question I had because version U that I have says, right in the title, delay the implementation of statewide education standards. So is this no longer the resolution we're talking about?
Representative, through the chair, this might be a very good time if somebody wanted to put a couple amendments forward so that then we'll be looking at the full resolution. And
Representative Seaton.
Okay, Madam Chair, just, I'm trying to get my hands around delaying of the evaluation. Didn't the governor put forward the request to the legislature and the legislature implement that the teacher evaluations would incorporate whether student performance? And isn't that what, I mean, are we asking to delay that teacher evaluation portion, did I hear you say?
Representative, through the chair, there's many pieces to this, and how fast we make it go, the state, or slowing it down so we can be accurate and make sure that we give the teacher development and the resources to the smaller districts, is up to us. And that's all we're asking for, is that, first of all, we need to know the cost. You know, how, because each district uses different curriculum, each district will have to evaluate their curriculum to determine whether or not, first of all, they match their standards, the current more rigorous standards that we have. For the big districts, that's not a problem whatsoever, because they have many people in a department that's what they do. It's the curriculum portion of it. The smaller districts they have, a lot of times they use teachers from within that. So there's a lot different pressure being felt on the smaller school districts. So we want them to continue to work toward getting the teacher evaluation, working toward having a new state testing assessment. What I want to make sure is that we are not being unfair as far as rushing it through, not fair to the teachers, and doing an evaluation on more of the transition than whether or not you're a good teacher because you haven't had time to put all those in place. So absolutely we need to continue to work toward that. Does everything have to absolutely be in place in 2015? And that's what the evaluation would be, is whether or not we have the resources to get everything. So if we're going to, because at this point we don't even have the test developed that we're going to be given in 2015. So before, where you had the teachers able to practice on how the techniques would be, we don't even have that resource at this point.
Yeah, Madam Chair.
Representative Seaton.
Well, I guess when we're talking about evaluation, I'm not sure whether you're talking about delaying the teacher evaluation sequence that we have, where we're including student progress in the teacher evaluation. And is that where you're talking about delaying evaluations, or were you talking about delaying the five-star school rating system? I'm trying to get my handle.
Sorry, Representative Seaton, through the chair. Sometimes when you live and breathe this, sometimes you forget, others don't. There's two major parts here. There's the teacher evaluation portion of it, and then there's the student assessment that all goes into the STAR system. The STAR system currently is being based on the assessments that we're doing. I think districts are now wrapping themselves around where they need to make adjustments. So we're talking the two major pieces, which is the teacher evaluation portion of it, which the districts are required to put a system together, make sure they have everything together, and then we have a new assessment, a new testing that we're going to be giving every year, starting with third grade, that then not just the students are evaluated on, but of course the teachers are, because the outcomes of those tests, you know, we all relate that back to the classroom. So there's two pieces.
And so, Madam Chair.
Follow up, Representative Seaton.
So for clarification, did you say that the proposal that we're looking at is going to, say, delay the teacher evaluation portion?
Representative Seaton, through the chair, and I'm not sure about protocol here, but it would say basically full implementation.
Let's go through some other questions, and we'll make sure that it's clear before we do anything else. Representative Quito.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Wilson, I too have questions about the resolution actually identifies talking about delays. But I'm curious as to time frame. You talk about a phase-in schedule for full implementation. Is this an indeterminate time frame delay, or are you anticipating a specific time period for the department to do the assessments, come up with the costs? So question one. Question two is, it sounded from testimony last time like a lot of districts are already full into implementation. Are we going to have the department also assess costs or identify costs for those districts that are already fully implementing the standards?
Madam Chair, I think if you And I'm not going to tell your committee what to do, but I think if you brought the amendments forward, it would answer a lot of questions. And then if Representative Keel still has those, because there's a few changes or in amendments, would clarify, I think, a lot of the questions.
And certainly we'll come back to this that question again if you still have that. I'd like to recognize that Representative Sadler has joined us. Representative Reinbold, if I could get a motion.
Chair Gattis, I move amendment number 1, 28-LS1224, /U.1.
Representative Wilson.
I object because I'd like to see the amendment. I don't have,
okay.
I don't even have the amendment.
So Representative Wilson will object to see the amendment and object for discussion
as
well? Thank you. And we'll make sure that the amendment gets passed out, and I apologize if we didn't get them out in advance. Is there anybody else that needs a copy of Amendment 1? Everybody does. Okay, so you should have in front of you amendment number 1, which is 28-LS1224 /U.1. Representative Wilson.
Madam Chair, I'm going to keep my my objection because we still don't know what this means. So,
Representative Wilson, I just wanted to be sure that everybody had a copy and read it, and I'd like to have the bill sponsor tell us what it means. So, Representative Tammy Wilson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is doing what we've seen most other states do. All we're doing in the title at this point is that we're delaying full implementation. So we want to send the message that if you're moving forward, keep moving forward, you know, but we're not going to make you go rocket speed. We do expect to have a third party be able to look at this, to have specific dates on whether we can meet the 2015 for when the first assessment test is going to be done, or whether it would be advantageous to move that to 2016. So all this amendment does, because right now the title says that we're going to completely delay it, and that is not the intent at this point, to delay it completely. It's just putting everything in place all at once through the schedule that you have received from the Department of Education and have that looked at to make sure that all districts have what they need to make sure that we're all on the same page. We're a big state.
Follow-up.
Representative Wilson.
So to me, that is exactly what it does. It says delay the full implementation. That means delay everything.
Representative Tammy Wilson.
Well, Representative Wilson, through the chair, that's not how I read it. I mean, to me, you know, what it says now is that we're going to stop everything, and that was the intent, is to stop all of it. I think by changing the title, then when you're, what's going to happen with the, I'm just going to say, with the next amendment that you'll see in Amendment Number 2, is that it specifies what that means. And what it means then is that we're going to take time, as other states have already come to reality, of to look further into what this does, what the cost is going to be, what type of structure each district is going to be required to have done. And once that third-party analysis is accomplished, then we will be coming back to the legislature with a report to say that, yes, all the states have all the resources they need. No, they need more funding in curriculum or more funding in teacher development so that they can make sure that they can get the evaluation done. It's just still back to, we have very small districts to very large districts, and most of this got dropped on the majority of our districts very quickly because we changed the waiver. It wasn't really anybody's, you know, this is not a criticism of the department. It is when we needed to get out of No Child Left Behind, and we needed to have a waiver system. With that waiver, we had to agree to many different items, and I think a lot of those items at the end of the day will be very, very good choices. I want to make sure, though, that we're not rushing it down the line so quickly as everybody is moving forward, that all of a sudden that we are going to be judging our teachers and our children on a system that they haven't had time to put in place. And that's currently what we have been hearing as we've gone out to the districts. Not that this is necessarily a bad idea. We absolutely need standards. We need to look at our curriculum and make sure that we are raising the level for our students. And we know that the testing, the assessment that we give now, the new assessment, we want to make sure that we're actually evaluating what the children have learned versus they haven't had time to make that pivot, because the test doesn't ask just, you know, yes and no questions like we've had, or pick one through four, which answer is the closest. It gets much deeper into analyzing reading material, you know, where one goes into the next. And it really is a different style of teaching. And teachers are starting to do that, but it's going to take them a while to get there. And then they have to get their students there, too, because the older the child is, they've been used to a different way of teaching. So we don't want to stop everything. We want them to continue to go down this lane. But we want to make sure that all the resources are in place, because I don't want to come back here and all of a sudden go, oh, well, look at the scores. They dropped even further than what they did, which reflects that our schools are even doing more poor. And that's not what they necessarily will reflect. They could have been reflecting we didn't give them enough time to get everything in place that was necessary to judge them in a fair way.
Representative Reinbold.
Thank you, Chair Gaddis. Basically, I'd like to get my comments on record. We are having a series of hearings in the regulatory review process, our committee, because testing often comes through the regulatory process. And last night, I would highly recommend that people listen to the hearing. There is going to be a...
Representative Reinbold, did you have a question?
I have comments.
No, we're not going to comment on past meetings. We've got limited time. We're going to work on this bill.
Okay. This has direct correlation to this. So basically what we're doing is we're assessing who was behind Common Core. We're very concerned about the lack of educators and the number of educators that were involved in developing this. Common Core is much more.
Representative Reinbold, did you have a question?
I will get to the question.
Okay, please.
I'm very concerned in regards to that this is much more than just changing standards. It's impacting our curriculum. It's impacting our tests. As a matter of fact, there's been over 200 pieces of legislation across this nation in regards to this exact what we're discussing today. It's not been piloted. It's not been benchmarked. I've been getting many, many emails in regards to English and these English standards. Lots and lots of teachers. We even had several testify last night. And also lots of parents have been contacting me in regards to the new math standards. And they're very, very concerned in regards to some of the curriculum. So with this complete transformation with cost, with testing, with teacher evaluation, there's a lot of information out there on next generation standards that many will have concerns with in this state. I've looked at them pretty darn closely. And so with that, I was a co-sponsor on this. Now I have removed my name, and I will definitely be a no vote on this. And what my question to you is this simply just to space out the time just a little bit longer, but still to just encourage the implementation of Alaska Academic Standards?
Representative Reinbold, through the chair. No, it's not. What it is giving – we're asking to slow it down so that, you know, the standards can be put into place. We're also going to look at an evaluation. That's what the Second Amendment is about, but I'm not sure I'm supposed to speak on the second one. But what it does is to say, is this the right way? Are these all the pieces that need to be put in? Which is exactly what Indiana just got done, what Tennessee is doing. Texas, many states have slowed it down, not necessarily stopped it, but slowed it down to make sure that what they thought it was really is what we think it is, and that the costs are going to be, you know, that we know what the costs are, we're able to put those places in there. There's been a lot of confusion between standards and curriculum, and what I am hoping is by having a third party versus the state, the Department of Education, because that's really not fair to them, to look at what we're doing to make sure that we are going down a line that the legislature wants us to. At this point, I don't think we know. I think we put a lot of things in place, but I don't think there's really been an evaluation on what do all these pieces mean, and is that where we want to go? Which is, I think, exactly what you're speaking about in other committee hearings that you're having, is not just is it right or wrong, but if this is not the right thing, what is? Because I think everybody at the table agree we need standards. We could all probably write our own standards and be a little bit different from each other, but at the end of the day, a first grade teacher needs to know when that first grader comes in what they should know when they exit first grade and when they exit second grade. And then as far as it goes with the state and the curriculum portion of it, we have decided to have limits on that. And we take that down to the local district, and they choose Now, once they know what the children will learn in first grade, how will they teach that?
Madam Chair, point of order.
Representative Wilson.
We have an amendment before us.
That is correct.
And so we really need to be dealing just with the amendment, not the bill.
Thank you. Representative Ledoux, do you have a question or statement about the amendment?
No, I got to get back to the
Representative
bill.
Representative Quito.
Thank you. Yes, I do have a question about the amendment, and I think we were talking about not wanting to delay, but I'm concerned that the title will still talk about delaying. So all we're doing is adding the full to as a modifier to implementation. So we are still in the title saying that we're wanting to delay, and I have a concern that that might send the wrong message that we're actually saying we want to try and delay the standards.
Madam Chair.
Representative Wilson.
I would like to amend the amendment.
The sponsor's nodding their head, so it sounds like let's give it a go.
I think that putting the full in there just it will read that they will delay the full implementation, and I don't think that's correct. So I would like to put in there, and I'm open for suggestions, but right now, delay partial implementation of statewide education standards. That might at least fit what the sponsor's intent is, but maybe partial isn't the right word either. So I'm open to, as a committee member, to help me out here, because I think that the way the amendment reads, it really doesn't fit the bill.
Representative Wilson, I agree as well. I think that the challenge that I think that we have is we're already moving down that road. To go ahead and pull back or do something different certainly sends a message, I think, to our superintendents, to our principals, that we can't even make up our mind, that we're so I'm not going to go any farther with that. Representative Seaton.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Procedurally, we have a title amendment before us, and you know, the title is required to reflect what's in the bill. So I would just like to suggest that we put aside this amendment and go to figure out what the bill is going to be before we change the title, because we, you know, we're in this position of changing a title to something that's not in the bill, which is so I'd.
Well, and I'd have to agree that I think it's important that we all understand what's in the bill before we back up and it either change. Thank you. So
I'll withdraw amending the amendment.
Okay. And I have to think procedurally how we'll do this. Representative Wilson.
I suggest that the maker of the amendment just say let's go on to
the maker of the motion.
Yes, I'm sorry, maker of the motion.
And so Representative Reinbold, will you withdraw your motion?
Yes, I'll withdraw the motion to move amendment number one.
So seeing no objection, we'll go on to Representative Reinbold. Would I have a motion?
Yes, Chair Gattis. I move amendment number 228-LS1224 /U2.
I'll object for discussion purposes. And with that, Representative Tammy Wilson, can you tell us what we're doing there in that amendment?
Thank you, Madam Chair. What this does is that it just changes it from the State Board of Education, and it brings it to an independent third party. This is something that the Education Task Force has been doing to really look at all the processes, because we've heard this from many as far as the testing portion of it, the cost, the curriculum, the cost. So I think really what we're doing versus delaying the implementation is probably more evaluating what we're doing at this point, because we have gotten down to that point. So evaluating might be a better place, you know, because that is what we're doing in this bill at this point, is that we want to have a third party look at the system and make sure that Alaska has all the pieces they need to put together so that we are doing it fairly. And whether or not we even want to go down this lane, they may come back and say, you know, you have a lot of different issues, and this is what it would cost you financially. This is what the districts feel, because it's somebody who's not within the system trying to make that determination. Because at the end of the day, we want our children to be learning as they go to school to the best of their capabilities, and we want to make sure the system that we're putting in place allows that.
Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Wilson, you don't say anywhere how this independent third party is going to be picked, or whether it's going to be the task force, or how much it's going to cost. Do we know any of this information?
Representative Wilson, through the chair, we have procurement and other factors that will be put in place for that choice. I would imagine it would be like we did the testing portion of it. There would be a request for proposals put out stating what you see here in the be it resolved on page 2, line 10 through 17. What we're talking about, the implementation, including the curriculum alignment, technology improvement, teacher preparation, new standards-based assessment, and to provide a phase-in schedule for full implementation of the new standards. So that would be the realm that they would be looking into on that, and how it would affect each of our districts. So that would not be something you would narrow down to in a resolution. That would be done in a procedure.
Follow up. I would imagine, and I'm just trying to guess, because I don't know whether this person would have to go to several small schools to find out, or would they just telephone call. So if they have to travel, that's going to up the price for this quite a bit. If they don't, maybe they can make telephone calls. I don't know how that's going to work. But I would imagine by putting this in, this will end up going to finance, right?
Representative Wilson, through the chair, you're probably correct.
Yeah.
And with that also is that the department has a lot of the information, so I think it is really taking all the data that the department has, as well as I doubt seriously they're going to have to go to each one of the districts. They could talk to the superintendents of those districts. Most districts are somewhere along this, you know, line. Some have gone a long way into getting most of this done, and some have barely started. And I think what it will do at the end of the day is really show us where the needs are, and then hopefully, and I know we went to Kodiak, and Kodiak has gone a long way down this, has actually started helping other districts be able to understand what needs to be put in place. So knowing where it's working and where they're at, and those that are struggling, hopefully we'll be able to match those up at the end of the day and make the transition complete, or we make it to a point to where we say it's going to be $1 billion if we go down this line, and that may not be where we need to go.
Representative Sadler.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like just a few questions on the topic of the contract. First, what kind of third party might seek this kind of contract?
Representative Sadler, through the chair, there are companies that evaluate school systems. We've heard three or four of them out of state that is what they do for a living.
Get any examples of who they would be?
Representative Sadler, through the chair, I think I'd get in trouble when I do that, because it would go open. It would be open. Although I've found a few, it would go open to anybody who wanted to put a bid on it.
Okay.
Representative Sadler.
I think a couple of the topics. So Representative Peggy Wilson asked on the question, but does the task force, House Task Force on Sustainable Education, does it have a budget to do this kind of thing?
Representative Sadler, through the chair, yes, we have a budget. The question... we have about, I think we still have around $230,000 of our $250,000 in there, and it would be my anticipation that it would be able to cover this.
Okay. And let's say, and again, why not the Department of Education? Why should it be the third-party under contract with and under supervision of the task force? Why not the department?
Representative Sadler, through the chair. I think, you know, as I looked at it and I heard from others, whether it's fair or not, because there's been so much talk about the Common Core and how it's done, I think that for the public to look at, to know that we brought another group in to look and whether or not we get the same report or not, might be a little bit more validity for those who think that we're going down a certain lane. We've been telling many that this is the Alaska standards, and then we're going to have curriculum for the Alaska standards and what that will look like. Basically, we're telling the department to evaluate themselves, and I'm just not too sure that's not a conflict.
So you kind of don't have faith the department's going to do, can properly evaluate itself and give an independent judgment of itself. Is that correct?
Representative Sadler, your turn. No, I don't, and I'll tell you why. I mean, we've been asking I'm trying not to do this. We've been asking for a lot of things, like how much broadband we have out there in the schools, what kind of testing couldn't they do, just a lot of questions. It seems like we have a lot of data, but we're not really getting it down to where I feel like we can understand what that does. And I am very concerned that although where we're heading may or may not be a good idea, I'm very concerned that we do not have the resources for all of our districts, and yet we're going to evaluate them on this.
Last one, I guess, and being on a upstairs committee like you are, would if you would be spending up to $250,000 of your task force's money, would you see a corresponding decrement in the other departmental expenses if they're not doing the job? If you need to get someone else to do it, would that be an appropriate adjustment in budgetary? Are you going to take it out of the department?
Well, Representative Sadler, through the chair, this implementation at this point and cost are all on our districts. It's not on the state. The state has already done the standard portion of it. They have put into place the evaluation systems. What we're talking in this resolution now is really about our districts and the cost to our districts for putting now into that, unless I'm misunderstanding the question.
Representative Wilson, I think that the question was, for instance, if it costs $100,000 for the task force to do it, are you going to take $100,000 from DEED because you're doing their work?
Absolutely not, and I don't really see it as being their work as well. I think this is now to the point that we as a legislature who will be allocating funding to our local districts, we should know whether or not we have put additional cost on them that is not currently part of the formula.
Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Quito.
Thank you. I think some of my questions were kind of answered with the cost, but I do have a concern that we might be creating a disconnect, I think, with this amendment where we're removing the Department of Education from being responsible in the be it resolved we're talking about. We're telling the Commissioner of Education Early Development to delay full implementation until we start with Amendment 2, which is pending determination by an independent third party. So it sounds like we're telling the commissioner to delay, which we were having issues with before, until the House task force creates this third party report. So the department really ends up having no control over continuing with the implementation of the standards until we, the House, comes back with our report saying, and I'm not exactly sure what the report's going to, the goals of the report will be saying. So I'm worried that there's a disconnect, that we're telling the commissioner and the department to wait, and then we're going to do something, and then we're going to get back to them. So I'm concerned that we're going to have a stopping of some operations.
And I'm going to, before I'll let you answer, I too am concerned about the mixed message that this particular resolution sends. But I think also, I think that I believe the intent, and the bill sponsor will certainly assure us what the intent is to have some legislative oversight over this process. To delay it, I think that there not only is it there a wrong message, but I think that for our kids, I think we're asking them to step up the plate, the teachers to step up. 6 months ago, I would have agreed wholeheartedly with Representative Tammy Wilson, and as she indicated originally, that, man, we were moving fast. But you know what? Our teachers and our school districts were able to move that fast. I mean, I'm sure that there's some heartache still, but it's been impressive, the change of viewpoint in the last 6-7 months. They were at one time not sure they could do it, and they rose to the challenge, and they have. So I think all the more reason for the amendment is that they're marching along. We don't want to stop it, but I think it is important to look at the test, to look at the assessments. Can we do that? Can we afford to? And as we look at what the other states have drawn back and said, whoa, you know, we thought we could, but, wow, we were not ready to go down this road. So how we do that and how we keep folks moving down the trail, not sending a mixed message, recognizing, and here's a simple fact, if you change the standards and you up your standards, guess what? Our scores will drop.
Madam Chair.
Representative Wilson.
Point of order.
Representative Tammy Wilson.
Mr. Keto, through the chair, there's really not a disconnect, because I can't imagine that the department won't be a part of providing the information, but they are the ones at this point that will determine when the test is taken, when the assessment is taken. I mean, we can continue to go down the road we are and not evaluate it, but it is our responsibility as a legislature. We have given a lot of that responsibility to our local districts or to DEED, but ultimately how our children have all the tools they need is our responsibility. And what this is saying that the legislature wants to make sure that we're doing our job, you know. And so there's certain things that DEED's able to do. There's certain things that the districts have to do, you know, in this process at this point. But I truly want to make sure that we know that we are, because we just keep changing directions. You know, is this the direction we have? And now can we bring out this report to be able to show our constituents that this is the direction that we need to go?
Thank you. Representative Quito, any more to the amendment itself?
Yes, kind of a follow-up. I think it sounds as though what we want is basically a report on the status of the implementation of the college and career readiness standards. It seems like we could actually do that by just asking the department to provide us with information rather than getting into creating a third-party report. So I think we can actually do that with the system we have in place right now by asking the department to provide us with how the progress is going for each of the districts rather than getting into a completely separate report process.
Representative Seaton, did you have a question or comment to the amendment?
Yes, I did. Madam Chair, I have some of the same concerns that others do about what we're amending here is that be it resolved, which says urges the commissioner to delay the full implementation of college and career readiness standards. Madam Chair, I think that a third-party contract to do all of these other things, you know, identifies all related improvement and adaptations necessary and then goes into all of these things under technological and teacher prep and standards-based assessments. And again, waiting until there's a report in addition to the third party report. The second part of the amendment says the receipt of the determination from the House Task Force on Sustainable Education. So we're putting multiple roadblocks in front of progress towards school achievement improvements, which is what this legislature has been pushing for continuously. So I guess I just can't see for $100,000 how, I mean, this is a $6 to $12 million project. I mean, when we go out for RFPs to analyze our system and our standards, the standards that we've adopted, the teacher preparation system in our state and how that's being implemented in all the districts across the state, we're not talking about $100,000. We're talking about a very large project. If we're going to get any information other than what we could get by just bringing the commissioner up here and asking him, what is your phase project of implementing these standards and what is the timeline? If that's all we want, we can ask the commissioner. So, Madam Chair, I'm just, I don't see a mini contract as being a third-party independent contract coming in and doing all this analysis. So that's my comments on this amendment. So I can't support the amendment.
And Representative Seaton, I wanted you to clarify a statement, and maybe I misunderstood, but you indicated that the legislature was trying to make roadblocks, and I think what you meant was, and it was all part of one sentence, so I'm going to ask you to clarify that you meant that the legislature, it's one of the things we've been working on, is accountability and higher standards and things like that, and that you felt that this might be a roadblock versus all in one sentence, that was what the legislature was looking for, is to put in a roadblock. I think it kind of sounded like that, and I knew that's what you meant.
Sorry, Madam Chair. Yeah, I think that the legislature had been trying to move forward with accountability standards, with higher standards for students, higher achievement. We've been asking continuously, show us how the money we're putting into education improves education. That's what has rolled this whole standards and curriculum and teacher evaluation and five-star system or some school evaluation system. And it seems to me that what we're doing here is with the sequence of things, first having to get a third-party report and then get a report back from the task force and then the legislature come forward with an action, those, I believe, would delay the goals of what the legislature has put forward.
Thank you, Representative Seaton. Representative Reinbold.
Thank you, Chair Gattis. Basically, I can appreciate this amendment and the intention of the amendment. I really can, because I do believe that this is a incredible overtaking of our education system, so I can appreciate that. However, I'm hoping that somebody like the State Board of Education, you know, will be tasked with possibly doing that, because I can tell you I have been disappointed in some of the information that I've gotten, even in hearings from the Department of Education. For example, at one hearing in June of 2013, we were told that it was about 95% aligned Alaska standards to Common Core, where last night it was roughly 40. There was 40%. So there's just different types of information that we're getting. So I truly believe this needs a complete look at on a broad scale. We heard from teachers that it's completely impractical on the front line because of the diversity in our schools and our villages. It's a novel concept, but it's very impossible on the front line to do this. I mean, our children are our most valuable resource, without a doubt, and our teachers, their morale. I mean, I really believe this is impacting their morale. There's just a lot of confusion there right now. And I believe that each step that we go further, it's going to be that much harder to get back out. So, you know, there's just, I know I've personally been raising a lot of concerns over, serious concerns over the last year. We talk about federal overreach all the time, on the House floor and our committees, et cetera. This appears to be a dramatic federal overreach into education from all the information I've been studying the last year. So it's much more top, much more, you know, it's the race to the top.
Madam Chair, we're just, that's discussing the whole bill, and this is...
Representative Reinbold, to the amendment, please.
This is in regards to the amendment, very, very clearly, and in regards to the task force and who is responsible for looking at the system in its entirety. So I just think it's very, very important that we do have it looked at, and I do show appreciation that the system is completely evaluated. And according to regulation, we have to get the public involved, the parents involved, the teachers involved, and there has not been. So I believe we have not been following regulation as well. So I think that's very, very important that it does be looked at, and I can definitely appreciate this, and I hope that we do have an audit of the entire system statewide, whether this is the direction that we need to be going or not.
Any more comments in regards to Amendment 2? Okay. Madam Clerk, let me back up. I'll remove my objection.
I'll object.
Say again, please.
I'll object, Madam Chair.
Okay. Representative Seaton.
Oh, I thought you were removing your objection. I was objecting to passage of...
Oh, okay. I understand. Representative Tammy Wilson.
I just want to make one last comment, and that is, it is unfortunate that we are at this spot, you know, and to me, you know, this portion, it's not for a roadblock. I just want to make that clear on the record that this is not about a roadblock. This is about making sure that, and it should have been done. It should have been done by the State Board of Education or the department. I am not convinced that it was, to make sure that all the resources were available to our districts, to make sure that they are ready with the curriculum. We give them money for once every 6 years to change their curriculum. Here we changed a lot of things. They can't change their curriculum that quickly. Teacher development goes along with that. Assessment goes with that. We cannot do anything and just go forward and hope blindly that we did the right thing. Or at this juncture, like many other states have, we say, as we're still moving forward, we're going to make sure that this is the right way we want to go. We understand the cost. We understand what the districts will be responsible. We will understand what the state is responsible for. So I just want to make it clear, to do nothing doesn't mean that down the line we're not trying to pivot again, because we didn't really do an in-depth study to make sure that this is where our districts could make it and where our students needed to go. So I just want to make sure there was a comment that this was about roadblocking. That is not what it's about. It's that at this point in the juncture that we're in currently, I want to make sure that in a couple of years we're not again going to tell our schools to change. We got to quit doing that and we have to be on that path. And that's why a third party, because sometimes you just need somebody who has nothing to lose or gain to look at a system to make sure that what you believe is in place, and maybe that's what comes back. And maybe what comes back is that the things that we need to tweak so we utilize our funding in the best way for the best bang for it, and that is the intent.
Representative Wilson, whether this resolution passes or not, do you see that the task force could continue on looking at this themselves without this resolution? Do they need the resolution, in your opinion?
Madam Chair, no. And I think just having this discussion has been a well, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
Has been good.
I'm going to hold this resolution. I've got a couple people from out of town that I want to, and I know we have a meeting in 3 minutes, so Representative Tammy Wilson, can you...
You have an amendment on the...
It can be withdrawn if you want to.
Representative Reinbold.
Representative, I withdraw this amendment number two.
Thank you. With the amendment withdrawn, we'll hold the resolution. And I'd like, I have some folks in the audience that have signed up for public comment. Actually, I have one at this time, and an out-of-towner, and we always like to respect our folks from out of town. I have Chris Savoli. I hope I pronounced your name correctly. And we only have a couple of minutes, but we do appreciate folks when they come from the lower 48, or sometimes we call the states. And if you'll please introduce yourself for the record and who you may be with, and thank you for coming to Juneau.
Well, thank you very much, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Chris Savoli, and I'm the Senior Director for State Government Relations from the National Office of the College Board, and I'm based in San Jose, California. And I've been coming to the great state of Alaska for about 15 years, and I just found out about the resolution yesterday as I was visiting offices. I met with the governor's office. I've met with some of the university folks while I've been up here, and several of the state legislators and their staffers. So what I have observed during the 15 years that I've come to Alaska is the really noticeable improvement in student achievement. I look at our own indicators like advanced placement, SAT, AP, and the genuine interest in this state as far as encouraging students to learn and encouraging more students to be ready for college and career. So I think there's been a lot of work that's gone on, as was mentioned by this committee. I can see that the state policymakers really have raised expectations for students in the state. And I also want to add that many states have recently chosen to raise their expectations for students. As you know, you've talked about it in your committee. Some did it by adopting the Common Core. You did not. You long ago, in fact, I think Commissioner Ledoux was the commissioner when the decision was made not to adopt other standards, to do it on our own. And in fact, your standards have been in place now for quite some time. So you're just one of four states, actually nationally, who said no to the federal federalism, as we say. This week, as I mentioned, I met with several legislators and just sharing some of the progress. And I really do believe, as many of you said, that to delay the implementation of standards would be a serious setback. Some of the other things you're talking about, I think, are independent of implementation of the standards that passed quite some time ago. Monday night, I mentioned I had dinner with John Pugh, the chancellor, and Joe Nelson, the vice chancellor, and mostly to discuss the Alaska Performance Scholarship, which I think has been another very strong signal about getting more students able to go to college or post-secondary education. And they were already talking about their initiatives to work with teachers in the state and their excitement about the new standards and how they can partner as far as professional development. So I don't know if you've invited some of the higher ed folks to come, but you might want to also include them in this conversation. So I just want to say I urge you not to delay this, as many of you have said, and thank you very much for letting me speak.
And if you'll just hold a moment, we may have a comment or a question, so I appreciate
Absolutely.
You. Representative Sadler.
Sure question. Thank you, Madam Chair. Ms. Stavoli, welcome to Alaska again. You said you've been struck by the improved student performance in Alaska over 15 years, and what evidence are you basing that assessment on?
Well, let me just give you AP, which is one of our best. First of all, it's also been your growth in students taking PSAT, and the investment that even higher ed has made in paying for some districts to take PSAT as sophomores so they can see who might be ready for more rigor through what we call AP potential and expanding AP. We've seen the effects of that. In the last 10 years, you have gone from 16% of your students getting college credit for an AP exam to now almost 25%. And we've also seen growth in your very strong growth just in participation in AP. In fact, that was another conversation we were having with the chancellor and vice chancellor. It's going to be a two-day professional development for AP to help expand AT and get more teachers ready to teach college courses in high school along with the dual enrollment that you have. And also in 2009, you ranked 48th in the percent of high school graduates completing a degree.
We don't have time for details, okay. But you're saying you're basing that judgment on the participation with the College Board products and
also on national data, which I'll be happy to share with the group as far as percent who go on directly to college, et cetera. I have a lot from many different research organizations.
Thank you very much, and I'll have my aide get with you and try to get that information. We'll pass it on out. Okay. And so with that, folks, thanks for letting us go over just a couple of minutes. We do have a meeting. We did have a meeting at 9, which we'll attend. Our next meeting will be on Friday, the 28th, and we'll hear House Bill 233. And with that, the House Education Committee is now adjourned.